This is NPR.
Hey, thanks, Bill. Good morning, everyone. The U.S. Senate has given a boost to the Bush administration's Iraq war strategy. Last night, the Senate passed a $555 billion spending bill, tagging $70 billion for U.S. operations in both Iraq and Afghanistan. The vote came despite year-long efforts by Democrats to force a timetable for troop withdrawal from Iraq. The vote also flew in the face of complaints by some Republicans of overspending. If the measure passes out of the House, President Bush has said he'll sign the spending bill, putting an end to his deadlock with the Democratic-controlled Congress. The White House says President Bush has ordered what it calls a major reduction in America's nuclear weapons stockpile. NPR's Brian Naylor has details.
The president ordered the reduction on the recommendations of the Secretaries of Defense and Energy, according to a White House statement. It said as a result of the reduction, the U.S. nuclear stockpile will be less than one quarter its size at the end of the Cold War. White House Press Secretary Dana Perino said the U.S. is reducing its nuclear weapons stockpile to, in her words, the lowest level consistent with America's national security and our commitments to friends and allies. The exact figure is classified, but the U.S. is believed to have as many as 6,000 nuclear weapons deployed or in active reserve. The U.S. is committed to reducing its stockpile to between 1,700 to 2,200 weapons in 5 years under an arms control treaty with Russia.
NPR's Brian Naylor. So, no doubt, the housing crisis in the United States has had a devastating ripple effect on the economy. The Federal Reserve says aggressive home mortgage lenders are largely to blame. And yesterday, the Fed proposed a bunch of new rules to rein them in. The regulations would prevent lenders from selling deceptive loans to borrowers who have little to no chance of repaying them. They'd require lenders to disclose the hidden sales fees often rolled into interest payments and would prohibit certain kinds of advertising for loans. The new rules don't go as far as many consumer groups had hoped, but they did win praise as a good first step to prevent a future lending crisis. Now to some news from Middle Earth. The man who brought us the epic saga Lord of the Rings has won a deal to bring the first Tolkien Hobbit tale to the big screen. Years of litigation has held up production of The Hobbit, but a settlement announced yesterday between director Peter Jackson and New Line Cinema means fans could see the first of two Hobbit films by December 2010. Those close to the deal say it's worth about $40 million and ends a long-standing battle over profits from the Lord of the Rings trilogy. It's still unclear who will direct the new movies, but Peter Jackson will not. Instead, he and his wife will serve as executive producers. That's the news. It is always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.
I'm super excited about that.
That's amazing. So you worked in Hollywood for a long time, Bill. When they serve as executive producer, what does that exactly mean?
Cash money.
They pay for it.
Cash money.
I'm still trying to figure it out. I'm trying to figure out how to get that gig.
Rachel, thanks a lot.
You're welcome.